Hi again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross, Editorial Director of Television Week Magazine, and we're here once again with Manny Coto, who we've spoken with a number of times, co-executive producer and many times writer of 24. And you might have had a hand in last night's episode, but no writing credit, I'm afraid.
No writing credit, no. But I do believe that I did some writing here and there. As the season progresses, we all do more work on each other's scripts.
I can imagine. And last night, of course, was from midnight to 1 in the morning, the witching hour. And it was a very interesting episode. Now, I've been on a lot of the fan boards and everything, and some of the folks have wondered about the fact that two things were sort of brought back last night that everybody thought was sort of done with and sort of furthered plot points, which was a very interesting thing. The first thing was the vice president and whether or not he was going to be able to continue in office, and the fact that Lennox obviously had something on him. And a lot of people, according to the boards I was reading, thought that they thought Lennox was sort of backtracking, that you sort of made him out to be one kind, had a certain point of view, and then he sort of became almost heroesque maybe, and then sort of is backtracking as we progress.
Well, one of the things that we always wanted to do with Lennox is to start him off at the beginning, top of the season, as kind of a real, hard ass. I mean, he was the one really behind, the press for stronger sanctions against the Muslim population and for the real crackdown and,
right,
and right wing, if you will. And
yeah, very much an ideologue and everything.
Exactly.
Huh?
And we wanted to kind of, we always try to find some kind of meaningful arc for these characters. And we felt that, to pair him up with someone, like the vice president, when he sees the vice president, how he operates, to have Lennox kind of see, it's almost like Lennox sees his own, scenario come to fruition. He doesn't like what he sees.
Right.
So it's kind of a process of growth on his part and ultimately coming around to the other side, so to speak.
Right. But then last night it seems like he was going back with the vice president by saying, he was on the vice president's team.
Mm-hmm. No, that's where it seems like it, but I don't want to give anything away.
Okay,
but
very good.
You never know what's real on this show.
I know, it's very interesting.
If people are have something under their that they are, as if it's a kind of manipulation or as if Lennox being sincere, I right. won't give it away. But
okay, yeah, their own agenda. So
exactly.
And then the other thing that folks seem to have mentioned this morning in my various travels across the internet was the plot line that again we had thought we had dealt with, which was the whole fact that Buchanan in the past had obviously had captured the terrorist at one time, Fayed, and then let him go, which led at one point to Karen's resignation and then her unresignation, if I can non-grammatically say that. And then it popped up again last night, and this time caused Bill Buchanan to lose his job.
Exactly. It's an interesting dynamic with Bill Buchanan and Karen. And one that will continue to, I can only say will continue to play out as the season goes. Bill Buchanan has some interesting moves still to make on this show. But, it's always a balance on this show. We like to, to take characters to their lowest point if we can. And,
right.
And having Bill Buchanan be forced out of CTU is something that, it couldn't be the worst thing that could happen to him. And it will ultimately, I think, as the season progresses, be ultimately the best thing for Jack.
Right. And it's interesting, another comment, some of the comments that I read about last night's episode where some of the folks were surprised at CTU that Chloe seemed to actually be, not necessarily working in Jack's interest.
Yeah, well, that's something we always, every year, had. Chloe is always the one who's secretly working with Jack.
Right,
and Jack goes to her, and she's usually the one working behind the underneath her boss's gaze to help Jack achieve whatever he wanted to achieve. And this time around, I remember in the room, we just it was an idea that came out. What if we take Chloe for once have her work against Jack and have her come to her senses and say, not this time, Jack. This time, I'm going to follow protocol. And it was just an interesting, we thought it was an interesting direction for her to go, we was trying to find something surprising that we haven't done before.
Right. And then speaking of surprises was sort of what happened with Audrey when obviously what has got this whole second half plot in motion was Jack wanting to save Audrey. And we learn at the end that it looks like the Chinese maybe have done some brainwashing along those lines.
Well, if we have to figure, Jack went through two years with the Chinese. He's a much stronger individual as far as these things go. And Audrey, if she went through the same thing, she's not going to come out in the same way that Jack did.
Right.
And it's searching for a place to go with that character that is A, unexpected, and B, makes sense for what she would have endured. And I think it'd be hard to imagine her to come out of it in the same kind of with the same kind of mental structure as Jack did.
I got you. Totally understand. Anything that you can recall about last night's episode that was maybe something that the was something interesting sort of behind the scenes, either the actors sort of had taken and maybe changed something in the script or anything of that nature, or something maybe that was maybe unexpected around the writer's table?
Not particularly. I think some of the things we've already touched upon there's a lot of discussion around what to do with Audrey.
Right.
And what, situation to leave her in, A, at the end of this episode, and B, towards the rest of the season. I mean, there was a lot of talk about what we should do with Audrey. And, at one point, Audrey wasn't even supposed to have gone to China.
Sure.
And ultimately decided that she would never, abandon Jack and that she would follow Jack to the ends of the earth. And then how does she come out of the end of it? I think for me to give away, to talk too much about Audrey might give away where we're going with her.
Okay, well, please, we certainly don't want any spoilers. I do want to ask about you. You've been so candid about what you're doing in past conversations. Now, as I understand it, the writing, at least, if not the filming, is the filming also done for the whole season now, or just the writing?
No, the filming, the writing's pretty much done, except for, I think we're going to write one more scene for one of the episodes, which I think came in a little short, but the filming goes on for, I believe, another 10 days.
Okay, very good. Yeah. And as far as you yourself, I know you said you were going to start almost immediately giving thought to next season. Has that process started yet?
Already started. I just left the infamous 24 smoke room.
Uh-huh.
Where Joel and I just had a cigar, and we were discussing a new idea that we had pitched out for a way to begin next season, which I think everybody's excited about.
Well, excellent. Well, Manny, I want to thank you once again for helping us through last night's episode, and we'll be talking to either yourself or one of your colleagues as we wind down this season's 24. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.